If you want to hear about the opportunities that we are presenting to our investors, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club. We scour for the best opportunities and present those only to folks inside the club, and that is the only way you'll hear about our deals and what we're working on. We'd love for you to be a part. Again, go to BrickinInvestmentGroup.com and join the Brickin Investor Club.
You are who you are. You don't have to create this persona. So I would say just being yourself and then simply conveying that online. It's really, if I were to really boil it down, that's the essence.
Welcome to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate Show. Whether you are an active or passive investor, we'll teach you how to scale your real estate investing business into something big.
As an online presence expert and speaker, Italina helps the real estate community upgrade their presence online through LinkedIn, Facebook, and email newsletters. You should know Italina is trained as an attorney. She has her Juris Doctorate degree and has a legal background. However, like many recovering attorneys, Italina is now practicing her passion, online branding and marketing. Italina, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
The pleasure is all mine. The same questions I ask everybody who comes on is, where'd you start? Where are you now? And how'd you get there? But as opposed to obviously hearing that from a real estate perspective, I'd really love to hear it from how you practice your passion of online branding and marketing.
Absolutely. As you shared, I began in the legal field and I had this quote unquote dream job, I was actually pretty miserable. And I thought, well, I can't live the rest of my life like this. So I went ahead and made the decision that I'm going to shift careers. I knew I wanted to be more in alignment, attract my next career opportunity versus chase something down some road that I'm not, you know, that's not quite for me. So I went on to LinkedIn because at this time, this was back in 2010, LinkedIn was primarily a job search tool, which now has certainly evolved over the last 10 plus years into a business networking place for sure, for promoting your brand, your personal brand, et cetera. So back then I was just sharing my insights as to like my knowledge, my expertise, and posting basically back in 2010 before people were really even doing that. And that's when I started receiving messages. I got a message from one company in particular who said, Italina, we love what you're doing. We see you everywhere. We want you to do it for us. And again, they didn't even know what to call it because this was back in 2010. If you were to Google social media manager or anything like that, it didn't exist. That wasn't an industry yet. And I said, well, sure, I guess I can do that on the side while I look for a job. And really all I was doing was promoting them as a brand, essentially, before we were really talking about that. I really got to know their culture there. And I really started putting more of a human touch to their corporate image online. Me after the other wanted me to do that.
Right.
And I realized that this was a real need.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you. So how long, there's a personal question. So tell me, you know, hey, don't ask this. We can cut this out if you like, but how long was the time frame from when you got out of your career or your law career to when you cashed your first check doing social media management, especially in 2010?
Sure. So it was 2010 when I officially left, and it was 2010 when that first company asked for my help in doing that. So it was within that year.
Right. Okay. All right. No, that's good. Yeah. Cause I think back to 2010 and I even think about the 2013 when I, you know, heard people, I'm doing social media management. I'm thinking, what are you doing? Like getting businesses to get likes? I mean, this doesn't mean anything. Obviously it's enormous now. What are some things that you see people, not just in the real estate space, though we can certainly focus on that, but people across the board doing incorrectly on LinkedIn that we should be, or not just LinkedIn, but you know, on social media, that we should be correcting?
Exactly. So one thing I think is overthinking it. You are who you are. You don't have to create this persona. So I would say just being yourself and then simply conveying that online. It's really, if I were to really boil it down, that's the essence. So just as an example, one corporate client that we have, they're a construction company. And we have, every time we take on a new client, we have this excellent questionnaire that basically allows me to get to know them. And the things that I learned about them, you wouldn't have found that on their website. You wouldn't have found that anywhere, when that's exactly where it needs to be. So as an example, I learned that in their meetings, they have a grounding moment before they even start their meetings. So they do like breath work and they just take a moment to pause before the meeting starts. Now, how huge is that? Especially in today when everyone is so much into the great pause and being present, right?
Yeah, no, and that's huge things. And those are things that clients want to know about.
Yes.
It personalizes them in a way you're like, oh, that's cool. Like, yes. I just hearing that, I feel more relaxed. I'm like, that's nice. Right. Let's just stop for a second and breathe. That's something I haven't done in a while. So that's amazing. But I think it takes an outside source a lot of times to identify those. Because we're so busy, you know, doing what we do in our business that we don't even know those things that other people find fascinating. So how do we discover that?
You're absolutely right, Sam. It often takes a third party, this other eye, to kind of look in and notice what we do. Because like you said, we just kind of take for granted. We're doing what we do. We're going about our day. And I think that's one of the things that our clients appreciate is having that third eye. Mm. But if I would say one thing to the individual is just pause and take a look. Even if you did like 15-minute increments or 30-minute increments of your day, look at your calendar. What is it that you're doing? And basically taking an audit of how you're spending your time. And there's actually a lot of share-worthy content in that.
Right, right. Yeah, that is really, really good. What else could we be doing better?
Sure. I would say, besides the posting piece, I think there's a heavy emphasis on posting each week or on at least a few times a week. Looking at the bios, let's back up and look at the bios. So meaning, for example, you have an Instagram bio, you have a Facebook business page. I see a lot of Facebook business pages that are essentially blank. There's photos, but there's no written information that allows a consumer, someone who's coming in, if they land on your page, okay, what's there? You've got these awesome posts driving me to a page and there's nothing but pictures.
Right. Guilty.
And then same thing with the LinkedIn profile. I see a lot of profiles that are just look like a laundry list of brokerages or companies where you've worked, or it's just very minimal, a name and a company. Well, that doesn't tell us anything about you. And I would invite you and your listeners to take a look at my profile. You'll, within the first seconds, you'll be able to see there's no mystery of who I am and what I do.
Right. Right. Yeah. But finding a way to do that that's not overwhelming is an art. Because the other thing you get is just, you know, these enormous, you know, what do they call it? Not a word spaghetti, but there's some name for it. What do they call that? A word salad where you're like, I don't even know. This is like 10,000 words and I still don't know what you do. So give me 5 words I understand. I mean, is there not an art to that?
Yeah, I think there is for sure. And I think what happens is when people get behind a computer, they turn into these like marketing robots. When it's like, okay, instead, let's forget about the device. And let's picture a human, even picture an actual person, whether it be a friend or a current client, picture them right in front of you. And what would you say to them?
That's good. That's good. Yeah, because I've commonly wondered what the algorithm is as I look through, you know, for me, the main platform I use is LinkedIn. That's where I found, you know, where we connected. But that's the main platform I use. And I often wonder why certain posts get so much response and so many interactions and other ones don't. And I think it takes somebody like you to kind of analyze it and say, well, this is why.
Okay.
But I mean, is there any secret sauce or is there an algorithm that you should be think not necessarily, you know, numbers, but a way to position things so that people engage?
Absolutely. So again, I like to just boil it down to being human. So as an example, if you were to connect with me on LinkedIn, one of the things you'll very first see is, yes, my name and my job title. I put in there how I'm a speaker, and that's how I often get found, because just like on Google, on LinkedIn, there's a search box and people put in keywords. Yes, you can put in a name, but you can also put in a profession, attorneys, broker, whatever you're looking for. People can type that into the search box and find you if those words are in your profile. So I think there's number one, think about what is it that you want to be found for and make sure those words are in your profile. And then number two, humanize it. So right there in my heading, just underneath my name, it also says I was a championship tennis player. That's something that just humanizes me so that other people who are either tennis fans, tennis lovers, other tennis players, or just active lifestyle enthusiasts will be able to resonate with me and further want to connect.
Right. No, that's absolutely great. That's absolutely great. So not just to put your professional, but also put something personal in there about you.
For sure. For sure. I would definitely invite your listeners to connect with me on LinkedIn. Let me know they saw you here with you and definitely connect.
Right. No, that's great. That's great. What are some things that you see people doing? And I know, and I keep asking this question, like right and wrong. So maybe if there's a better way, or if you want to say, hey, Sam, let's take this a different direction, feel free to, you know, grab the bull by the horns and point in a different direction. But what are some things that people are doing right that we should continue to emulate?
Okay, so what I love, I just saw this morning and I took the time to read it. I saw an article where these women at a company, they work for a major company. They basically created their own job. They created their own jobs at this company. So there was, for example, no such thing as a XYZ, but this woman had this talent and abilities that benefit the company. She created her own job description and now that exists at her company. So basically, I guess that you would say that's an accomplishment. That's something that was done at work. And that's something that's inspiring to the rest of us professionals and business owners who have an account on LinkedIn. We come across something like that. That's inspiring. That's good news. So sharing any accomplishments, anything, any your thoughts, your expertise, if you have tips, right? Sharing those things to the business community on LinkedIn, that's a valuable, valuable piece of what I call value add and sharing versus being salesy.
Right. And there's a fine line there. But I think what the key point you put there was inspirational, you know, because it's one thing to be like, hey, look at me, look at the job I created. Aren't I great? Like, I don't really care next. Right. But if you put it out there as, hey, this is possible, what's possible for you?
And they even shared the tips, like what they did, how, you know, right? So they're basically showing other people how they can do the same thing.
Right, right. That's an incredibly different take on marketing versus, you know, look what we can do or look what we did. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's really, I like that. I like that. So be inspirational. What else?
Yes. So educating, right? Inspiring. And the truth is, I think our knowledge is another thing that we kind of take for granted. Mm. So let's just say you're in commercial real estate. There are things that you do. There are things that you do to acquire real estate, to help your clients. And there's insights that the average person may not know about. So those are all great opportunities to share content. That's all content that can certainly be shared. And so now you're being seen as the go-to because you're being educational. You don't have to say, oh, I sold this listing or I did this or you don't have to do that because in sharing your education, right, and educating us into the behind the scenes and what goes into it, we can infer that you are the go-to, that you're the person to seek out for this area.
Right. So we got two things so far. One is inspire. The second is to educate. Is there a third?
Inspire, educate, help us get to know you. I would say that. So one way you, and it's still in a professional setting without showing what you're eating, and we're not going to post those things.
Thank you.
You can help us get to know you by showing us like you walking to a property, you at your desk, you on the phone informing your clients, right? So helping us get to know you as a human, seeing you in that human light, seeing you in your element, that's going to help us build that familiarity with you and then want to work.
Right, man, that's great. That is great. You've really given us just a lot of very actionable steps. Yeah, I think this is awesome. Italy, let's jump into the final four here. Here we go. Number one is, what is one piece of advice you would give to an aspiring investor, but we'll take it from the perspective of branding and marketing?
Okay, sure. So I would say first things first, you're an aspiring investor. Share, meaning write down what you want on your profile, what you want to be posting. write it from the perspective of you're already where you want to be. So saying you invest in and you put the types of properties or in the location, that's what you want to share. Share from the perspective of where you want to be versus where you are now.
Right. No, that's great. That's great. When it comes to investing in yourself, what is one thing you are doing to stay on top of your game?
Starting my morning with that pause. I do meditate. I do just kind of reflect. And throughout the day, I check in with myself. Like if I start feeling right here, start to tense up, I know I need a moment and I just close my eyes and take some breaths. So just consistently checking in with myself to see where I am.
That's great. That's great. When it comes to investing in the world, what is one way you're making the world a better place?
I would say my business is a vehicle through which I'm making the world a better place. I do a lot of public speaking. And in that, yes, I'm talking about online branding and social media, but people have often told me that they're inspired that, oh, wow, you're doing this. You're doing your own thing. I've been doing this since 2012, right? So I think that's making an impact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Italina, if our listeners want to get in touch with you and learn more about your business, what is the best way to do that?
Connect with me on LinkedIn. Italina Kirkness. My name's there on the screen. Let me know that you saw me here with Sam.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. This was awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening to the How to Scale Commercial Real Estate podcast. If you can do me a favor and subscribe and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever platform it is you use to listen, if you can do that for us, that would be a fantastic help to the show. It helps us both attract new listeners as well as rank higher on those directories. So appreciate you listening. Thanks so much and hope to catch you on the next episode.